Hey, are you on the phone? Okay, good. All right, I've got the report you wanted. Your 9 o'clock for tomorrow has been moved to early next week. Adjusted your calendar already. And I've got your late night coffee. I know it's not my job to bring you coffee, but I also know you've been working all day, and I wanted to get you a pick-me-up. You're welcome. After all, I wouldn't be the very best assistant in the whole wide world if I didn't know what you needed, now would I? Oh, hey, before I forget, I have to make sure to give you this. No, nope, it's okay. Everyone else has gone home, so it's just you and me. I think maybe even in the whole building. You've been burning the midnight oil a lot lately, so I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's super late. Only crazy people and gorgeous geniuses are at work now. Which one are you? I don't think work has driven you crazy yet, so probably a gorgeous genius. Okay. Yes, definitely a gorgeous genius. Oh my goodness. Which also reminds me. I have a bone to pick with you. It took everything I had not to jump your bones after the board meeting today. You looked so fucking hot just calmly explaining how your department managed to make more than the other four put together. Watching you work. You're so good at what you do. I know I tell you all the time, but holy shit. Watching you command a room like that seriously fucking turns me on. I hate that we have to keep this a secret for the moment, but it's also kind of hot sneaking around. Not to mention having your boss eye fucking you every time they're ever near you, when it's so obvious that they want you. Yeah. She can back off, though. Because you're all mine. I know. It's just how it is right now. I mean, technically, we could tell everyone. It wouldn't really be a problem. It's not like you made the first move. If anything, it was kind of adorable how hard you tried to keep things professional. You were just too attractive to resist, weren't you? It's good for you to look like you're single for now. Makes people underestimate you. What did it for me? Like, why was I attracted to you? I mean, besides the everything? The coffee. My first day, I asked you how you took your coffee, and you looked me right in the eye, and you said, "You have a master's degree. The day I ask you to get me my coffee is the day I stop deserving an assistant." And then you brought me coffee. I mean, I drink tea because coffee is disgusting bean juice, but still, it was a very nice thought. Okay, no, I take it back. Coffee's amazing. Don't wheel your chair away from me. Ever since then, you were this amazing boss and you were a great person all around, and not to mention you can really fill out a suit. So you were so nice. You didn't get that I was flirting with you at all, did you? Staying after hours, asking how you were doing, giggling and twisting my hair around my finger. Finally had to make the first move, didn't I? I remember it as if it was yesterday. You and me, working late on a night just like this. You told me to go home. You said that my social life shouldn't have to suffer from your pathological need to work until you drop. I asked you what social life? And you looked so caught off guard. You asked me, well, surely a woman like you has somebody at home waiting for her. And then finally I couldn't take it anymore. So I told you, the only person I have eyes for is telling me to head home right now so that they can work themselves to death alone. I've never seen you look so stunned. Oh. Until I kissed you a couple seconds later. I wiped that look off your face. And then you started looking at me like it was the most amazing thing you'd ever seen. I don't think you've stopped looking at me like that ever since. You know, I think we spent almost as much time trying to put everything back on your desk as we did on each other that night. Okay, enough reminiscing. Time to go. What? No, no! God, it's so late. I need you. Please? I want to feel your arms around me when I fall asleep. I want to feel you wrapped around me, your voice in my ear. Okay. No, it's fine. I understand. It's nights like this that made you the genius I adore so much. But once you have that promotion, please tell me you're going to relax a little more. You'll learn how to delegate a few more things. I know. But until then, I reserve the right to pout now and then about not having you all to myself. And furthermore, I demand kisses for recompense. Okay. Now I'll leave you to focus. For now. I'll be on my way. See you in a bit. Or, actually, well, I mean, no, I'm just thinking that this is very important work, and you need clarity and focus, right? Exactly, yeah, you need to be at your best. And I'm here to support you in every way.